Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We have a treat for you. I hope you'll think it's a treat. Something from the Bob Surratt dumpster of memories. And Dave, I think you'll enjoy this. And I don't know how many people remember or care about Howard Cosell, but for years and years on the radio in the afternoon, Speaking of Sports would be a feature right before I signed off before 6 p.m. Do you remember Speaking of Sports?
This is Howard Cosell, Speaking of Sports.
And Howard did that from New York. Yep. And if you ever had a chance to meet Howard and talk to him, what you saw on TV was what you got in person. Howard was always Howard. And he passed away on this day, April 23rd, back in 1995, and I found something. It was a phone call I placed to ABC Radio in New York, and I wasn't sure of the year, but he talked about, or I brought up, Andy Messersmith. Do you remember Andy Messersmith?
Sure. He was the first baseball free agent.
Exactly. And controversy was in 1975, so this phone call has to be from 1975. And here it is from the dumpster of memories. It was on Howard's birthday, Howard Cosell's birthday, March 25th of 1975, that I called. Maybe I will give a different name.
ABC.
Extension 8878.
Thank you. Howard Cosell's office.
Yes, is he in, please?
Sure, may I ask who's calling?
Bob Surratt.
Just a second, please.
Hello.
Howard.
Yes?
Bob Surratt in Chicago.
Yes, Bob.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I don't like to be reminded at this stage, though.
From all of us who listen to your reports here, we could not let this day pass without a personal greeting to you.
Well, thank you.
How are you spending your birthday that you do not like to celebrate?
Well, I celebrated by spending 2 hours this morning with Muhammad Ali, which is quite usual, as he announced a new match in Tokyo against a karate expert.
What kind of a mood is the champ in these days?
Great. Never saw him better. Looser, more at ease. He's finally gotten rid of that cold that plagued him. He's in good shape. But in specific answer to your question, my wife and I believed in parental planning, and so my younger daughter Hillary was born on this same day.
Uh-huh.
We have a family dinner at 21 tonight, and that's all I'm going to do.
I'm sure the champ wished you a happy birthday today. He's not one to forget such dates.
Yeah, the man who studiously neglected to wish me a happy birthday was Bowie Kuhn. You know, who couldn't cause a fly to buzz.
What are you going to talk about at 5:55 this evening? Do you know yet?
I haven't even thought about it yet, really. I want to see what the developments are in the Messersmith case.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's going to be another big blow to baseball. I think this time the Congress is going to get into the act as a result of Messersmith's new move.
Speaking as a fan, I think a lot of people are getting tired of reading about contractual fights and the courts on the sports pages. What's your feeling on that?
Well, I think you may be exactly right, but I don't really believe it's relevant. Because, Bob, when you look at it, who is the fan? The fan is a bus driver. The bus drivers are on strike over in Jersey. Hundreds of thousands of people are being discommoded. Nobody says we're tired of the bus drivers or that they don't have the right to strike, which the baseball players never did. They were locked out by the owners, which is the very practice that led to labor legislation back in the early 30s.
I've heard you present that argument on the air before, and the one thing I would say to that is, yes, it's true, but doesn't that bus driver look to sports for an escape, for a means of entertainment, for a relaxation?
The Constitution, is it written that a man has to give up his rights to satisfy a bus driver, a nurse, a garbage worker, or anything else? They all retain their rights, which they should, but you can't impinge on the rights of another man. This goes back to the famous Justice Holmes decision. Freedom of speech does not mean freedom to cry fire in a crowded theater. I'm sorry if the bus driver, by the way, I'm sorry for the whole society, if the bus driver needs a baseball game to enjoy life. Right then and there, we have a whole new problem with the citizenry, if that's true. Far broader than anything so inconsequential as a baseball game. How did we get into this?
I don't know, Howard, but I'm sure...
Lawyer and you won't win.
I'm sure you're ready to begin preparations for your studiously prepared and well-thought-out broadcasts. And before I let you do that, I just must ask for any comment that you might have on the state of primetime variety television shows.
Well, I think that right now all you have is the paste-up, edited jobs done weeks before airing, all of which look exactly the same. If you're alluding back to my late and unlamented adventure, I enjoyed it. Had a lot of fun with it. Was fortunate. Made a lot of money out of it. And I'm very proud of the new young people we brought to television who are now on their way to becoming stars.
And so ends Thursday Afternoon Live with Howard Cosell.
Better alive than dead, and I'm 56 today, and I'm alive. Tell my friends the sports writers.
Howard, happy birthday, and thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
I miss that guy. I do.
Okay, so you called him up. Was he expecting the call?
No.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And so, did he know you were recording for air, or did he just...
No, not necessarily. I don't know what he thought.
I mean, he rolled with it.
I heard from people who worked in the office next to him at ABC in New York and said, Howard was Howard all the time, on or off. It was the same deal. And, yeah, that was on his 56th birthday. And we just decided to try it. I don't remember setting that up or anything. Just one afternoon, we thought, what the heck? It's his birthday. Let's call him.
Supposedly, he was one of those guys who when he would do his daily speaking of sports, and he also did a local one in New York.
Right.
But he would go in and without copy, without a script, maybe with some notes, and he would ad lib whatever the 3 or 4 minutes, and he would time it out to the second
off the top of his head.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, my friends at ABC in New York used to tell me that you know, they'd hear Howard in his office, you know, saying, "I am out of paper from my typewriter." Who? Who denies the great Howard Cosell typewriter paper? You know, he just kind of was always making fun of himself a little bit. I love that.